Moving on to item number six, the Cornelius Johnson Residence and Olympic Oak. Lambert?
Yes, Commissioners, item six is proposed monument nomination for the Cornelius Johnson Residence and Olympic Oak Tree, located at 1156 South Hobart Boulevard. The staff recommendation is that the commission take the property under consideration and adopt the staff report findings. And we have the applicants here to present the nomination.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm going to share my screen.
Susan, how much time do you need?
10 minutes.
Okay.
Perfect. 10 minutes on the clock.
I just want to make sure everybody can see.
We can.
All right. Making sure I can move the slides. Let me just say briefly, my name is Susan Anderson, and for the purposes of introduction, since this is my first time appearing before the commission, I'm the history curator at the California African American Museum. And this morning, I will be presenting on the Cornelius Johnson Residence, and my co-applicant, Christian Kosmas Meyer, will be presenting on the Olympic Oak nomination. The home and the oak tree are significant because they are linked to the personage of Cornelius Johnson, so we are nominating under criterion two. He was one of the city's outstanding athletes, seen in this image at his gold medal winning high jump in 1936. He's in the National Track and Field Hall of Fame. He won many championships as a student athlete and competed in the 1932 Los Angeles Olympics, one of 18 African-American members of the U.S. track and field team, gold medalist in the high jump in the 1936 Berlin Olympics hosted by Nazi Germany, where that's where he set a world record that wasn't broken for nearly 50 years. The story is often told that at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, Hitler snubbed sprinter Jesse Owens, but Hitler actually left the games to avoid greeting Cornelius Johnson, the first African-American athlete to win gold in Berlin. In response to the Nazi snub, long before the black-gloved power salute at the 1968 Olympics by runners Tommy Smith and John Carlos, Cornelius Johnson led a protest from the winner's stand in the form of the Bellamy salute, commonly used to pledge the U.S. flag, and a critique of the Nazi salute. This is a recent image taken in December by the Mock Center for Art and Architecture of the home and the oak. The single-family home is a vernacular bungalow. It's representative of a popular style of residential architecture, the turn of the 20th century. The home was built in 1903. The 1,592 square feet, three-bedroom, two-bath residence is on a lot that's about 6,200 square feet. It's a one-story structure. It has a modest open front porch with windows, double-hung windows distributed throughout. It's surrounded by cyclone fencing, bushes in the front yard, a lawn on its side yard facing Hobart Boulevard. The backyard is where Cornelius Johnson practiced running and jumping as a child and a teenager and a young man, and it's where the Olympic Oak stands. The property has not been substantially altered from when it was built in 1903. According to the building permit records, alterations were undertaken, but the original siding across the exterior is intact, as well as the foundation, original foundation appears intact. There were additions. It looks as if for making the house more accessible for elderly, and there's stucco that may have widened the front entryway for that purpose, but the property retains all aspects of integrity. The house was built by Cornelius's father, Chadwick Johnson, in 1903. The Johnson family had some prominence. They settled in Los Angeles in the 1890s and are part of a story of African-American settlement and contribution to Los Angeles history that has not been told. Cornelius's father was an independent contractor who worked on the May Company building on Wilshire Boulevard. He contributed as a plasterer to luxury residences that were designed by Paul Williams. And he was also a trustee of one of the oldest Black churches in Los Angeles, First AME. After the 1936 Olympics, Cornelius Johnson returned to this home. The Johnson family owned the home and resided through several generations in the home until they sold it in 1994. So Cornelius Johnson and his family lived in the home for more than 90 years. And it is probably among the earliest extant residences built and lived in by an African-American family in Los Angeles. Now I'm going to turn over the presentation to my co-applicant, Christian, who will talk about the Cornelius Johnson Olympic Oak.
Yeah, thank you very much, Susan. My name is Christian Kosmas-Meyer, and I'll continue to speak for the next 5 minutes about the Olympic Oak. Please put on the next slide, Susan. During the medal ceremony for high jump on August 2, 1936, Cornelius Johnson received his gold medal and a small potted oak tree. You can see it in his left hand in this photo. This was one of the so-called Olympic oaks that have been handed over to all Olympic champions in Berlin. The idea for this gesture had a German gardener, and the German Olympic Committee approved it as a, quote, beautiful symbol of German character, power, strength, and hospitality, end quote. Next slide, please. The National Socialists had chosen the oak as their favorite symbol. For them, it symbolized the strength and endurance of the German nation under Nazism. Here you see a beautiful mockery of this from John Hortfield, 1933. The idea to gift oak saplings fit perfectly into Hitler's plan to use the games as a propaganda tool to make the Nazis' brutal treatment of Jews, political opponents, and others seem benign only 3 years before their soldiers invaded Poland and started World War II. Next slide, please. 129 gold medals and Olympic oaks were awarded to athletes from 20 different countries, among them 24 for U.S. athletes. In the picture on the left, you see Jesse Owens with two of his four Olympic oaks. On the right photo, he's pictured with Cornelius Johnson and Forrest Towns. Today, only 25 Olympic oaks are known to be alive, among them six in the USA. All others have either died of natural causes, been killed for their symbolic meaning, or simply had their whereabouts forgotten. Next slide, please. Both Owens and Johnson have planted their oaks upon their return to the U.S. To them, these small trees represented a living testament to their own victory and a reminder of a time when a group of African-American athletes from the USA showed the world that the Nazi government racist creed of Aryan supremacy was deeply wrong. Here we see the only one of Jesse Owens' four Olympic oak trees that has survived to this day. Located in Cleveland, Ohio, it is protected as a historic cultural landmark and marked with a plaque providing the context of its history. Next slide, please. Cornelius Johnson planted his oak in the yard of his family home where it still lives today. As long as Cornelius was alive, he passionately cared for it. And after his death in 1946, the family treated the ever-growing oak like a living memorial to their dead son and brother. They even put a sign on the tree that reminded visitors of its significance. Next slide, please. In 1994, the new owners, who had moved to California from Mexico, became the oak's new caretakers. They knew its history, and yet the oak also became part of their own family history as well. For them, the Olympic oak was a source of shade and a playground for their children. And they kept it in really good shape. Next slide, please. And so over the past 88 years, this tree has grown into an imposing healthy tree and a landmark, towering over a peaceful, culturally diverse neighborhood. But if you look at all the history associated with this tree, you can say that this history has been turned on its head. What once began as an attempt to use a small plant as a representative for an inhumane ideology today reflects values of friendship, excellence, respect, courage, determination, inspiration, and equality. Johnson's Olympic Oak is a unique example of a living testimony and reminder of some of the most important lessons we have learned from the 20th century and which should serve as a moral compass for us in the 21st. But today, the oak is in great danger. Next slide, please. Since the house was sold in 2019, the tree has been completely neglected without proper watering. And since most of the tree's root zone is covered with concrete, the tree is literally dying of thirst. This makes it more susceptible to pests like the polyphagous shothole borer or powdery mildew. And in these two photos, only 8 years apart, you can clearly see the difference. However, most of the tree's health problems have begun in the past 2 years since the property was sold. According to the experts at Huntington Gardens, if action is taken now, the tree has a good chance of making a full recovery, though. So my conclusion and Susan's conclusion is, the Johnson family home and the Cornelius Johnson's Olympic Oak deserve to be preserved and treasured as living symbols of Los Angeles history and hopes. The Johnsons and Coopers were among thousands of families who have come to Los Angeles seeking a better life, where economic and social opportunities unavailable to them in their original homelands. The house that they built 119 years ago is most probably among the earliest extant residences built and lived in by an African-American family in this part of Los Angeles. Their son, Cornelius Johnson, became the best high jumper in the world and, for a short but important historical moment, a political figure of the resistance against racism. Together, house and tree can serve as examples for us all. As Los Angeles prepares to welcome the world to the 2028 Olympic Games, Cornelius Johnson's residence and Olympic Oak recalls the past, embodies hopes for the future, and reminds future generations to rebel against racism and nationalism that divide and destroy. We have to save it now. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, any questions for the applicant? Okay. Is the owner here? Would the owner like to speak? I see a hand raised. Diego, you want to recognize?
Hi, everyone.
I can stop the share. I don't mean to interrupt, but I'll go ahead and remove the slides.
Thank you. Mr. Kim, you want to proceed with your comments?
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Blue Kim. I'm a owner of the property. In 2019, I purchased this, I bought this property to develop, to make, the four-unit, the apartment. And right after I, bought this property, and there was a pandemic came, and the project was delayed for 3 years. And then, when we about to pull the permit, I got the, this nominee, news of this nominee for the, the historical, the tree. I wouldn't, buy this property, if I knew this one was, the historical building or historical, the oak tree. And I have a, too much damage on my business right now. I'm a tiny, tiny small, running a tiny small company to develop some, the properties. And this is my second project. And all of my, the revenue is put on this property and then it's still pending. And I don't think I can develop this property. And I'm trying to, selling this property and then to avoid this kind of, the losing the money. So I'm asking you guys a question that, how am I supposed to do with this property? I'm not trying to make money, and I'm just to avoid, the big losing the money. So, I understand you guys, consider this as a very historical, the oak tree and, the building. But I respect of that. The thing is, I have to survive. That's the main thing, The house is abandoned for 3 years, and I have one of my employees was watching this house, and to be avoid, you know, the someone, you know, trying to live inside like a homeless people or something like that. And I need you guys as, you know, the advice. That's it for my comment. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your comments. I'm not sure we're the people to give you advice on the, what kind of business decisions to make. I think the only advice I'd give you initially is to water the tree so it becomes a valuable asset on the site, and not something in looming and as a problem. Commissioners, any questions for the owner?
Commissioner Kanner, I appreciate his conciliatory approach to this. However, that's not our field, the real estate business. So.
Okay, let's open this for public comment. Diego?
Yes, Diego Vasquez, City Planning. For item number 6, simple instructions for public comment. If you dialed in telephonically and would like to give public comment, please press star 9 and star 6 to unmute. We have a few callers. First caller, Richard Shea, you have been unmuted. Please unmute.
Oh, hello, Commissioners. Richard Shea, private citizen again. This is such a great nomination. Knock it out of the park. This is great. Just, again, side effects. I'm interested in side effects. I'm a computer programmer. That's how you program computers, side effects. Going to the mat with County of Los Angeles on some ancient trees in South Los Angeles, best thing anyone can do, get a third-party independent arborist report. Get it on the table. It's really helping us a lot at Rancho Los Amigos, and I'm just so excited. And please, mitigation for trees regarding demolition around them is the most important thing you can do. Touching that concrete around that tree is going to be disastrous. So please, 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 I'm working with county on this. I think we've developed some good guidelines. The county family is much bigger than the city family, and I'm here to tell you, you really got to push. So everyone, please. Just get a third-party report, keep the concrete in place, keep watering it, and get access to the site for this third party to get on. Can't do a proper report. So maybe when the commission does a visit, if you approve to move forward, when you do the site visit, you can get access for the third-party arborist to do their report. Okay, thanks. This is awesome. Yay, team.
Thank you. Next caller, Kyle Codman. You have been unmuted. Please unmute.
Hi, everybody. My comments are going to be extremely brief, as I won't be able to say anything that Christian and Susan didn't say more eloquently. I'm here today as an individual community member, though I'm a member of the Olympic Park Neighborhood Council, and we didn't have an opportunity, unfortunately, to discuss today's meeting. However, we did unanimously vote authorization to write and disseminate a letter of support in protecting the tree and the home on the property. You know, as a community member and a sports fan and a former athlete, I can't think of a story that's more important to than this story. And how this can serve our community is a reminder of the diversity and the benefits of inclusion that our community here in the Olympic Park District has always cherished. I think is just something that we should strive to continue. And the preservation of the tree, I think, would go a long ways to do that. His story is incredible, you know, overcoming what he came, accomplishing what he did under the duress that he did in a hostile territory is incredible on its own. But again, the triumph over of diversity and inclusion over racial supremacy, that story is so important and can do such good moving forward that I hope that you'll consider the preservation of this property. So that's my comment. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you for your comment. Next caller, Steve Luffman, you have been unmuted. Please unmute.
Hi, Steve Luffman. Thank you so much. Just what a beautiful presentation. And this is so important. I didn't know who Cornelius Johnson was before this. I didn't know anything about the story. This just shows the power of heritage conservation and how important it is. Please vote for this. It is so important. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Next caller, Rita, you have been unmuted. Please unmute. You have 1 minute.
Rita Colefield speaking as a private citizen. Good morning, commissioners, staff, and presenters. It was really, I echo all the other sentiments. I didn't know anything about it. Cornelius Johnson was representing the United States of America when he was gifted with the young oak sapling in Nazi Germany, now an ironic symbol. The fact that this tree is still living, or rather fighting to live, gives us another chance to revive Mr. Johnson's story and remind folks that Black history is U.S. history. Represented by he and his teammates, the Bellamy salute, as Susan Anderson described, I want to be able to share this rich history with my now six-year-old nephew, pointing to where the tree still stands. I'd like every neighbor that moves into the area to have the opportunity to know this history and stand next to this living symbol and tell the next generation its history. Please consider the Cornelius Johnson tree and the house too, because it's important to our collective memory. How we remember our history is as equally as important as what we remember.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Next caller, Raymond Hurley, you have been unmuted. Please unmute.
My name is Raymond Hurley. I'm a private citizen and resident of South LA. And I just want to thank the commission and the preparers of this nomination. I think it's really a stunning example of the overlooked history of this region that's being uncovered and deserves to be memorialized. On this note, and I wanted to say this during the public comment, but I was very muted and I apologize for that. The Grantee Venerable Family Residence at 2921 South Budlong Avenue is another example of this sort of history, specifically the Black history of Los Angeles, that also deserves memorialization before it's lost. And I urge the commission to put it on the agenda for the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Next caller, last caller, Laura Myers, you have been unmuted. Please unmute.
Good morning again, Commissioners Susan, Christian. What an excellent presentation. I am so pleased. As you may know, West Adams Heritage, Rena Rubenstein, myself, and others did present to you and to staff a much longer, deep background dive, and we can talk about that later. As Susan said, the Johnson family is part of a story of settlement and contribution that has not really been told. And so we would request, meaning West Adams Heritage, that we call this monument the Cornelius Johnson Olympic Oak and Johnson Family House or Home or Residence to recognize the contributions of the entire family. As was mentioned, they bought the property in the late 1890s. By 1896 or 7, there was a little Victorian cottage that Mr. Johnson and his mother, Charlotte, first moved into right next door. It was recently demolished.
Fine.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. At this time, Commissioner Murlowski, we do not.
We have one
more caller. Blue Kim, you have 1 minute. Please unmute.
Yes, so is someone can tell me what do you do? It's my property. Just keep the property, and then I don't know, the building is not living condition, so I don't know what to do. Is there anyone can direct me, how do I handle this, the nominee? Is there anyone can, help me, or...
Yes, this is Shannon with the Office of Historic Resources. So this process does take some time, depending on how the commission votes today. There might be a site visit. It'll return to the commission for another hearing. And depending on what happens there, if it does move forward, that the commission recommends this to be a historic cultural monument, it'll move on to the city council, and they're ultimately the ones who would make a decision on whether this becomes a monument. During that time, there is a freeze on permit activity, but Lambert and Melissa and myself, we'd be happy to meet with you to discuss, you know, what could go on during this time, if anything, and potential options for you, you know, if the House does get nominated, what you could do.
Thank you, Shannon.
At this time, Commissioner Milosky, we do not have any more hands raised for this item.
Okay, let's close public comment on this. I think one of the most fascinating things about being on this commission is sort of the discovery of all these amazing landmarks, potential landmarks, the history of Los Angeles is, you know, it's on a street corner. It's not necessarily the beautiful houses or the beautiful buildings or any of the projects that one sort of assumes are monuments, but the history of Los Angeles is in the small houses. And I think the history in this house, the importance of the history in this house, the history of the African-American settlement in Los Angeles, the African-American athletes in the Olympics, and the fact that this was brought to our attention by virtue of an oak tree is really important. Having said that, I urge people in the community who know about these examples of history, places that we should be aware of, to bring them to our attention before they appear to be threatened, because I think that's really important. But I think there's no doubt in my mind that this definitely deserves designation, both as the house and as the, you know, the tree. Commissioners, comments?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Kennard. I totally agree. This is such a compelling story. And I reiterate your call for those out in the community. I did not know of this history until recently. And if it hadn't been for the applicants, you know, Susan Anderson and Christopher Mayer, we would not have known this story. And I'm sure there's other, many, many other stories in this regard. So I encourage us to reach out. We have to put in additional effort to find these properties. And so I encourage, again, those who are listening to us, if you know of properties or stories like this, please contact Office of Historic Resources, and hopefully we can work through the issues. I'm sympathetic to the owner. He had no idea when he bought this property, so he's not trying to intentionally destroy something. So whatever we can do to help him would be appreciated.
Other comments?
I want to answer that, but I said it's a really bad for you, I think you definitely.
Commissioner Wellick, you speak closer to your...
We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we need...
No, it's not muted on my side.
Can't hear you.
Can you get closer to the microphone?
There? Can you hear me there?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I was just going to echo your sentiments to the land owner. The house right now, that they're doing something. I feel this recognized. But it just seems to me that somebody buys a property like this, or not to take advantage of it, but it comes to our attention.
Well, we can't hear you again.
Okay.
You definitely have an issue with your audio.
Commissioner Barron, Commissioner Canning.
Yeah, Commissioner Barron, I'm supportive of this. Like you said, Barry, it's interesting, these little fragments of things that we pick up from now and then that are not sort of a John Lautner house or something that we all know about. These are wonderful stories, and, you know, we really need them. You know, we need more of them, I guess. So I'm supportive. I think it's great. I'm worried about the tree, but hopefully we can, you know, it can make a comeback.
Commissioner Canning?
Well, I don't think I can really add to this discussion any more than what's already been said. I feel that our testimony here is the kind of case that our City Channel 35 could highlight. I mean, the appeal to the communities for, you know, recognizing other undocumented landmarks and this wonderful story just, you know, it's humbling.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that I assume the applicant brought it to the attention of the New York Times. So I think the attention on this is bigger than just Los Angeles. So I think that's good. To the owner, the only suggestion I would make in terms of what you can do is water the tree.
Please.
That would definitely maintain its value. Both as the tree and as the property and as a symbol within the neighborhood and within the community. So whatever days of the week you're allowed to water, even if it's handheld, you can do it for more than 8 minutes, please water the tree. Do I have a motion?
Could I make another comment too? And I know
Absolutely.
There were some of the callers that called in are in the community. If there's possibly a community effort that could take turns and just going over there with buckets and just put some water, whatever, if we can get some consultation from an arborist to get some guidance on what would be the best thing to do in the interim, because it's going to take several months before this process concludes.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Okay. This is Commissioner Kennard. I move that we take the Cornelius Johnson Residence in Olympic Oak under consideration and adopt the staff report findings.
Richard Barron, I'll second.
Alice?
Allison Nawat for the record. Commissioner Vice President Kennard?
Yes.
Commissioner Barron?
Yes.
Commissioner Bulma?
Yes.
Commissioner Kenner?
Yes.
And Commission President Malosky?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Okay, thank you. That concludes our meeting for June 2nd. Our next regular meeting of the Cultural Heritage Commission will be held on Thursday, June 16th at 10 a.m. And with that, at 11:49, we are adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, commissioners.
Thank you.
Hi,
thank
everyone.
You
thank
Bye.
You.
Goodbye.